Monday of the second week of ordinary time. The gospel is Mark 2, 18 to 22. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, today we are presented with what can be called a pious objection. That is, in the name of piety, they are objecting to Jesus and particularly the behavior of the apostles, because they are not fasting. Actually, according to Jewish law, they had to fast only one time a year. That's the Day of Atonement. But because of piety, the Pharisees and the disciples of John had the custom of fasting twice a week, which most Jews would not do. That's why these people are alluding to the behavior of the disciples of John and the Pharisees. Now, why aren't your disciples as pious as they are? And Jesus is now going to invite them to look at a new reality. First, we need to be clear. Fasting has its important place in spirituality. You only need to read the life of Jesus. He fasted. The fathers of the church speak about the importance of fasting. But what is the purpose? It's to prepare ourselves for a greater banquet, for a greater joy. That's why, for example, we fast before receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, because we don't want to mingle one food with another like if it was at the same level. And so we prepare ourselves for what is to come. And so when it comes, then we truly celebrate and we don't fast. It would not be wise, for example, if your day of fasting happens to fall on a day that you are going to visit a family member for dinner. What are you going to do? Tell them, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat only bread and water because today I'm fasting." You see, that would be a very narrow mind. The act of love and charity, what God would want you to do that day, is to celebrate with that family and enjoy together the meal. So the Lord uses this objection to reveal to us something deeper about Himself. He is the bridegroom. Now, this for a Jew would be something that would remind them of the prophets. For example, Isaiah spoke about God as the bridegroom, and that the Jews are the unfaithful bride, but there will be one day that God will restore the covenant of marriage between him and the people. Now, Jesus is not saying that he is the best man, but that he himself is the bridegroom. How could that be? Because truly the bridegroom should be God himself. So this is very amazing what he is saying to them. So if the bridegroom is here, it's not time for fasting. It's time for a great celebration, to celebrate together. And that's what he was just doing in the story of the gospel preceding this one. He was having a banquet, but with whom? With sinners. And so he's bringing sinners into the covenant. He's bringing sinners into the family. That's a cause for celebration. But you see, those who are caught up in their narrow piety are not allowing God to do something new. So it's not about being more committed and more lax. It's not like if the pious people are more committed and the followers of Jesus are more lax. It's about love. It's about yielding to the wonderful things that God is doing. God is doing something new, which actually will require even more commitment, even more trust, and that would actually lead to total surrender. Let us then go to the analogies that Jesus uses. You don't put a patch of new cloth on an old garment, because when you wash it, that new piece of cloth will shrink and will tear away from the cloth, and it will be even worse. So Jesus is saying you can't bring the life of the bridegroom, the new covenant that God is doing, into your old self. It just won't make sense. It won't fit. It will tear away. The gospel is for a new man. We have to let go and open up to a new way of understanding, and how hard that could be to let go. The second analogy, I think, is even more beautiful. The old wineskins are stiff. They are rigid. They are not flexible. So what happens if you put new wine in him? Well, new wine is still fermenting. And therefore, with fermentation, it produces gases. And so the volume will expand. And if the old wineskins are rigid, then the whole thing will burst. But if you put this new wine in new wineskins, as the gases are produced, the new skins are flexible, so they also will expand and they will not burst. You see? So the Lord is saying, if you remain in the old man, which is rigid, which is set in its ways, who has its own concepts of piety and spirituality, the whole thing will burst. Because what God is doing cannot just be absorbed by human reason. We have to let go, and God will bring us to a new place. And so, my dear family, this is the call of the gospel today. Let us be open for what God is doing. He is transforming everything. He is transforming your heart and mind so that the gospel can come to life. God bless you.